So once we get to the end of the 9-week program, then what do you think the most important information is that we need to kind of move forward and stay with our plan?
Well, if we're successful, and that means you and me, this is the information I'd like to give to people. Number one, eating can be joyful and abundant. You just have to have a plan. So that 120 grams of carbohydrate a day is a budget to live within.
Yes.
That you can still maintain a very healthy weight or continue losing weight, depending on the person, correct?
Yes.
To respect alcohol and use it in moderation.
Yes.
To get your exercise in as part of your self-care at least 3 to 4 days a week, more if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And the right type being the high-intensity interval training if you want to maximize your metabolic force and return.
Yes.
Last thing is I hope that you have enjoyed developing a morning practice. That you have changed the paradigm of the possibility in your life to be healthy and not just exist.
Yes.
Take ownership of your health and rejoice in that, because I think whether it's 9 weeks or 12 weeks or 2 years or 5 years down the road, if you don't have ownership, you're just going to stay stuck.
Yeah, I agree. And one of the topics that we haven't really touched on that much is the concept that I think is really important to understand, which is that we all hit plateaus no matter what we're doing, right? So whether you're developing yourself personally, psychologically, intellectually, whether you're doing a construction project, whatever you're doing, you hit plateaus where you're no longer making progress and you're no longer getting that much benefit out of what you were doing before. And that's where a lot of people will quit. And so I find, and I'd be interested to know what your number is, but I find that most women hit that plateau somewhere between 8 and 12 pounds. So usually after about 12 pounds, sometimes 15, they plateau and they're no longer losing.
I agree.
And so then a lot of people will come back to me and say, okay, I stopped losing at, 10, 11, 12 pounds. And I say, okay, great. First plateau. Now what? And it's, to me, it's normal. It's a part of the process. Anytime we're changing, our body's so good at trying to compensate for everything that we level off metabolically. And so the goal is to keep trying new things, to keep changing, to keep modifying, and keep saying, okay, well, I incorporated 4 of the principles that I learned in this program and it was working great. And then it wasn't. So now you need to add number 5. You need to keep building on that practice until you meet your goal.
That's exactly right. And I think plateaus are so devastating to people because they have been clicking around, just making great progress. They are part of the larger picture and the larger progress.
Yeah.
And as you touched on just now, variety is the spice of continued change.
Yeah.
Because like you said, your body loves to adapt.
It's
the miracle of the body. So if you were changing your routine at the gym, that would be a good place to start. If you want to look at your carbohydrates and maybe take them down for a while, see how you feel and what that does to your results. But in anything, if you are not measuring your results with assessments, with an accountability partner, with your T-School journal, with some kind of record, then you're not going to be able to continue.
Yeah.
So you got to set yourself up with support. And I always say, use your accountability partner. It's probably going to be the best thing you got out of this program.
Yes.
I know from having one, it's really essential to me. And it's amazing how quickly you come to depend and rely on that support.
Yes, absolutely.
And don't feel bad for asking for it because you're giving it too.
Yes. And that's the great thing, is just knowing, okay, well, that person's depending on me to follow through with this and I'm depending on them. So you need to kind of stick with it. Even if you stop caring about yourself for the day, you still know that somebody else is counting on you.
And also reach out when you hit that plateau. Maybe you're not sure what to do.
That's
when you come to the coaches at the T-School, or you call Dr. Johnson, or you talk to Tina, and you just say, hey, what can I do?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you got to experiment, but you have to keep track of it to see what works.
Yes, absolutely.
So my hope is that you keep practicing all the tenets that you've learned in this, that you reach out, have learned now that it's not weak to ask for support, to keep in contact with your accountability partner, and just to practice the tenets that you've learned. And life isn't a straight line, so.
It sure isn't.
So do your best.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.